We have here the famous Maisa that Haman meets Mordechai, and Mordechai lo kam velo zamimenu. So it says, Vayimole Haman al Mordechai chema. Haman gets tremendously angry. He goes home. He calls his Oavav and his wife, and he tells them, Kvod Ashro Robanov, or Kosha Gedor Melech. And even the final conclusion is that Esther didn't call anyone else to the Mishnah except for him. And tomorrow again. And Kol Zayin Shavali, which is the most famous, probably, line in the whole Megillah. That a person can have everything and Ein Shavali. Okay. So it's a little bit unclear what's happening here. So there's two Perushim here. There's a Gra and there's a Yosef Lekach. Yosef Lekach is an earlier Perush in the Gra, and they're very similar in this over here. So the Gra says that Haman left the Mishnah. He was very happy because he realized that Mordechai has no one to rely on. Because he sees, look, even Esther, who he knew had some connection to Mordechai, is on my side. Apparently she likes me more than Mordechai, because she called me to the palace, and she didn't call Mordechai. Then he sees Mordechai, and Mordechai doesn't bow. And he says, Ve'imole homen al Mordechai chema, ki akshav amah b'tchoino. Because now, what shot now? Why is he getting so angry now? Because now he has a kasha Mordechai. What are you bishlama before? Okay, I can understand a little bit your behavior because you relied on Esther, but now your behavior doesn't make any sense because you also should realize that you don't have Esther on your side. So it's a very strange thing, which I want to get to, not right now, but maybe at the end. Like, okay, so Haman has a kasha Mordechai. Mordechai, you're acting irrational. Bishma, before you made a little sense. You trusted on Esther. But now you don't make sense. Like, okay, good. So you got a kasha Mordechai. So what does that have to do with you? Like, why is that driving Haman crazy? And Haman goes, he has a plea on Mordechai, but why that gets Haman all depressed? Not clear. Okay, but let's continue. Then he says that Mordechai did not even show any respect. Okay, that I understand got him upset. So a pasuk Yirmiyahu, if the Gra says, so that what did Haman do? So he says, when a person is in a very big simcha, because he had a tremendous pleasure, and then he gets a pain, even a katan, so the fluctuation can cause a misa. Says the Gra in the second line, refuoso, the cure for this problem. Sheyafik asar mimeno milibo. He should get rid of the pain from his heart. The yirikvai, though he should see his kavod, ubetainugim yirben, he should enjoy certain pleasures. Lechein Haman, therefore Haman, sheyisameh v'tov leiv. So Haman started out tremendously happy. And then he got a tremendous tzar gadol. He said, in other words, this was a tzar gadol, seeing Mordechai not bowing. And the tzar was so great it could kill him. Etc. Yosef Lekach says almost the same thing, that Haman was on the extremely happy. Then, according to got this, the Gra is pretty clear that this was a tremendous tsar. By seeing Mordechai gave him a tremendous tsar, the Yosef Lekach says it sent him into a marash chayra, into a deep depression. And therefore, in order to get out of this depression, he went ahead and the solution is by speaking out all of his brachas that he has. That's and also Tanugim. So I think it's just such a Yisaitistic Gra. It's the first shmooze. Okay, I may have more than one shmooze, but the first makes basic shmooze is it such a babe, gewaltige Yesider? A guy goes ahead and feels down, right? That's what we say. There are people who get moody. Sometimes you have a good reason. Maybe Haman here had a good reason to get down. He saw his arch enemy, Haman Mordechai, insulted him. He didn't even give him any respect. He treated him kemoshu eino. Okay, so someone insults you, and you're a big mapping on your covet. So you have a good reason to be upset. Maybe you don't have a good reason to be upset. It's irrelevant. So you're upset. So what are you supposed to do when a person's down? So what you see that the Gra and the both Yosef Lekach say is the first solution is just chazer over all the good things that you have in life. It's like a plea, like I have to chazer over. Haman didn't know them. Especially the last thing he says, the this happened 5 minutes ago. This is why this is the whole story. It says Haman's walking out of the party. He is in such a great mood because of what just happened. And then he meets Mordechai. So it's not like he didn't remember that Esther invited him. It just happened a minute ago. And that's even, according to the Gra, what got him upset. What got him upset is because, Mordechai, don't you see that Esther invites me to the party? So he's Gufa living in the fact that Esther invited him, and that's what's getting him upset. So of course he didn't forget that. That's what's fueling his anger. So what do we tell him? Oh, think about it more. Speak about how Esther invited you to the party. Like, what's the point? Maybe if you had some Maida that you've forgotten about, that you haven't focused on, you have some real estate in a different country, and you haven't, you know, you've totally forgot about your investments, and you haven't looked at the stock market for a year, and now you're going to take out the stock market page and see, oh wow, my investments are doing so well, I understand. But these are, what Haman is doing, is he's repeating over things that he knew every day, and right now, he was living it this minute as he's in the midst of enjoying it. He just walked out of Esther's party singing a song. Wow, I'm the greatest. Esther invited me. Everything's so wonderful. So he has to say that over. He doesn't know that already. He knows. So it's a tremendous chiddush. Is that Avopi, you know it, but you say it, you highlight it, you repeat it, you do Musar Bispinus. That's the way to get out of depression. A guy gets down, what are you supposed to do? The most obvious things that you know, you have this mitzvah, I have this mitzvah, I have this bracha, I have Baruch Hashem, I can see. You say it over, you know, stop, make a point. Anything, I have a good friend, I have a good parents, I have a good family, I have a good rebbeim, right? I don't know, it's not so obvious. But even the most obvious things to stop on, because by stopping on it, that's what takes away the depression. It's a very big chiddush, I think. It's a very yesodistic thing. That when a guy's down, you gotta just chazer over 50 times and speak it out to someone else. It's not enough to chazer it over even. You have to verbalize it. You have to, Yosef Lekach says you have to see it with your eyes. That's why he called his wife to come, because he wanted to see her. Wasn't enough just to know about her. He had to see her, and then he had to say it to her. Oh, he had to speak to his wife. You know, we have 10 kids. You think his wife doesn't know she has 10 kids? I'm sure she knew, but he has to verbalize it, right? So what the first chiddush is that the way to deal with depression, Mara Shchaira, is by highlighting, focusing, refocusing, repetition of your midas. What's interesting, the Gra says the second thing, ubetanugim yirbe, which is a very interesting thing, because we always say that pleasures don't mean anything. Pleasures, you know, you eat it, and 2 minutes later it's gone. What kind of pleasure does eating food do for you? What does it give you anything? I have a piece of ice cream, a minute later it's finished. Now what? you know, and you know, it doesn't last. You know, we always say pleasures, physical pleasures, don't bring happiness. But apparently over here, it's just a point of just getting you out of your bad mood. It's not even, especially even the way Yosef Lekach seems to say it, it's not even that Haman, this might have been a daily occurrence that he saw Mordechai. But today, for some reason, it ticked him off. That's the way he seems to learn. So it's a mood thing. So sometimes you're in a bad mood, you know, I always say, take two chocolates and call me in the morning. That's it. What's it going to do? It gets you in a good mood. You just got to break the bad mood. So even something trivial, you take a little ice cream, that's what you need. Because sometimes the depression is here you're in a deep marash chayra, but a little pleasure can knock it off. Because it's a very often it just moods. And the little things can change your mood totally. You get a nice piece of cake, changes your mood. And once you change your mood, you change your mood. A minute later, you remember how Mordechai insulted me. Doesn't make a difference. You're already out of the mood. So solution number one is to go ahead and to chazer all your brachas. Even the ones that you remember, it happened a minute ago, and you chazer it over, speak it out, verbalize them. Musar bispidus about all the brachas you have. Two is sometimes it pays to get a little bit of a pleasure. Now there's another very amazing shmooth. This other shmooth I think I once said it. I think it was a few years ago. We asked the question that in the Gra, what is Haman care that Mordechai is acting foolish? There's a Lekach, Yosef Lekach, very strange Yosef Lekach, on the end, that if you read the end, the last six lines in the bottom of the page, it says, Zenosan Tam Ledover, Haman is explaining, Lama Masbek Rias Asayin Havilev Buras Aslachayra. Why is it that seeing Mordechai, his enemy, got him so depressed? So why isn't, when he sees all his wealth, doesn't it have the opposite effect? But Omar, and he said, because I see Mordechai all the time. Since my wealth is a kinyan, it's only one pleasure. Avarias Mordechai he bechol eitz. It's all the time. Shuyosev in Iklim Shar Melch. He's saying like this: Mordechai, every time he went in and out of the palace, he bumped into Mordechai. So twice a day, he bumps into Mordechai. But the Osher and the Gedula, it's Simcha Achas. Why is it Simcha Achas? It's also every time you go. You take out your wallet and you see your money. It's going to be a new simcha. So it's not clear. It's not clear. Not clear what makes that this is considered, in other words, if you make it all into one simcha achas, it doesn't give you pleasure. If you make it into each one a separate entity, and it gives you a problem. But why was this a simcha achas, and this not? It's not clear. It sounds a little bit because here there was a hefsek, and here there was no hefsek. That's what it sounds like. In other words, what it sounds like, he's saying that since there was no break in his wealth, so it just it was simcha achas. But by Mordechai, there was a break. Hi, so what if there's a break? But you know he's there. But it's a break, so I was like, Masiach, my das from it. And then it's like a new beginning. I suspect that that's shot in the Gra, but a little bit slightly different. In other words, what the Yosef Lekach is saying, you say that when you view, you can have a bracha, but it doesn't have a great effect on you because you view it as one thing. And then, okay, one time I won the lottery. One time I won the lottery, so it's one simcha, but it's only one simcha. But if you have something and then there's a break, and then you get it, you see it again later, then you, the breaks, you're able to break it into more. It's not one one event, and therefore affects you more. I suspect that's what the Gra is saying too. I mean, in other words, we had a kasha in the Gra. What's the Gra's point that Haman got all upset because he didn't understand why Mordechai, where is he coming? Didn't Mordechai see that Esther's now on his side? Right. So what? So why should that affect more? Why does that get Haman upset? So I think the pshat's like this, that when Haman realized that Esther is on his side, and he thought that Mordechai also will understand that, so he thought that Mordechai is going to change his behavior. So now, when he sees that Mordechai didn't change his behavior, so it's like the Yosef Lekach. It's a new patch, which means that it's the same Yosef as Yosef Lekach, but a little bit more Hesber. Is that when you expect something to continue, so it's only one thing. If I win the lottery, once I win the lottery, I expect to have the lottery forever. That guy going to $100 million, not going away. So then it's one simcha. But if for some reason you expected it to go away, and then it didn't go away, then every time it's a new simcha or a new tsar. So what happened here by Haman is Haman, his osher was one bracha. He's rich. Okay, I'm rich. Of course, I'm rich. So it's one bracha. Baruch Hashem, whenever I found out I was rich, 10 years ago I made some money, I yarshened, however I got the money, and that's it. But there's only one pleasure. But here, he was expecting Haman Mordechai to bow down to him because he figured out that his problem was solved. And yet, Mordechai again doesn't bow down to him. So it's a new insult. So it insults him double. That's why Haman gets so upset, because he expected it to go away. So it's a very big yisayid. It's an extremely yisayid. It's like yisayid. Is that very often people have a problem. One of the best ways to solve a problem is the exact opposite of what everyone thinks. People think you have a problem is you tell yourself, oh, it's only temporary, it's going away soon, it's not going to last. Hashem's going to make a nace and it'll go away. Don't worry, don't get so upset. That's counterproductive very often. Because then tomorrow, if it doesn't go away, it's a new clap. Here, what got, according to this Gra, if we're reading Rav Shah in the Gra, what got Haman so upset? Because he expected the problem of Mordechai to be solved. If he wouldn't have expected the problem of Mordechai to be solved, if he knew, yes, I met Haman Mordechai yesterday, Mordechai doesn't bow down to me yesterday, he didn't bow down to me 2 days ago, and he's not bowing down to me today. Okay, so I can live with that. I'm used to it. That's life. But I thought that Mordechai's going to bow down to me, because I thought that Mordechai figured out that, listen, Esther's not on your side. And I figured it out. I'm sure Mordechai figured out. He's a smart guy. So I was sure that the problem solved. Oh, now that, and then to discover that the problem's not solved, that gets me depressed. So when a person has a problem, and if it's realistic that it's going to go away, okay, fine. But if it's really not so realistic it's going to go away, and you fool yourself and you try and to cheer yourself up, you try and tell yourself, yeah, it's go away, my wife drives me crazy. I'm sure it's just a fluke. Tomorrow she'll be a nicer, she won't buy, she won't treat me this way. So then you go up tomorrow and she treats you the same way. I just had to pick an example that the guys don't have. I might be too personal. But you come home and then she treats you again the same way she treated you yesterday. You get all depressed. If you know, this is okay, this is the woman who I married, this is how she is. Okay. So So you live with it. A person, you see that all the time. People that are born with handicaps, so they don't walk around depressed because they understand that they have a problem. They have a physical handicap. They're born with it. I mean, maybe some people do get depressed, but many people, they accept it. It's one patch. One patch, they accept it, and it's over. So it's the Lekach Yosef Lekach is saying this, and when it's the same thing with a bracha. If you accept the bracha, it's bad. If you did a bracha and you say, okay, that's it, so now I got the bracha and it's over, now it's finished, and then then every day you only got one simcha. So the trick is that, again, when you have a problem, sometimes to say I can live with it, okay, that's a big deal. And not to fool yourself that it's going away, and then you don't have the problem, doesn't keep on hitting you over and over again. It's not every day the same problem over again. It's why I have this problem. I know this problem already, so I'm not shocked by having this problem. I have this problem. If the problem is not going away, I'll be derech hateva, it's not going away. So I learn to live with it, and that's it. I live with it. And vice versa, if you can have a good thing, then it would be the other way. If you had a good ma'ida, if you could go ahead and then every day appreciate that, you know, it's a brand new thing because it's not guaranteed. Kadosh Baruch Hu could, you know, then it gives you more simple. So it comes out, I think that we have three yesidus in how to deal with problems. If a person has a problem, how not to get down, not to get depressed. First insight is to do an action of highlighting all your brachas, even the ones that are the most obvious, the ones that you know, the ones that you were just talking about 5 minutes ago. It's just highlighting them, speaking them out, telling them over to people. I have to tell them over. It's not enough I know it myself. No, you have to say it out. Verbalize it with your mouth. If you feel stupid, verbalize it with your mouth. So write it down on a piece of paper and then read it to yourself. But the highlighting and reiterating your midas takes away the good things that you have in life, takes away the being down. Second thing is sometimes a little pleasure is healthy, a little tanugim, just to get you in a good mood. You know, to go out and go buy, treat yourself to a very expensive cupcake in our cake machine, you know, that the overpriced. you treat yourself a little bit, and okay, you get yourself, it's worth it. Get yourself in a good mood. You get yourself in a good mood, and that can sometimes, because you just have to knock the bad feeling out. Once it's out, it's out. And Eitzah number three is when a person does have a problem, assuming that the problem, al pi derech hateva, is not going away, is you have to learn, instead of trying to deny the problem and trying to convince yourself that the problem is not, you know, it's not going to, it's going away, and then you get the upset every day to rediscover the problem, is to be able to understand, to live with it, okay? So I have this problem. It's not the end of the world. Okay. So I have this problem. That's who it is. That's how I was created. Hashem created me with this particular problem. That's how I am. I have this handicap, whether it's physical, whether it's emotional, whether it's part of my family. This is a family I was born in. Whatever it is, this is what I have. And to learn to accept it. Once you accept it, then it doesn't keep on bothering you every day because you've accepted it already. You went ahead, you got one day, and you learned that this is the situation, and now you just have to go weiter. You don't have that constant banging depression that every day that the problem comes anew. And vice versa, if you could do the opposite by good things, to view it as every day as a new bracha, then they would also have the opposite effect of giving a person a tremendous simcha.